Welcome back to the Ryder Cup. This is Ryder Cup report number 3, where Lee Westwood has just come across the water with a superb shot, about 8 foot onto the green. Westwood is in really good form, I must say. Now I'm looking in at good old Molinari balls, and they're on the rough on the left-hand side. The Americans are in the fairway. And the Molinaris are hanging in by the skin of their teeth. They're only one down. They're on the 14th hole. It's entirely possible that the Americans will hit a ball. I'm just watching Molinari now. Down through the ball, beautifully through the ball with a wooden club. Has he got the legs?
Well, quite simply, that's a brilliant golf shot.
They're saying it's a brilliant golf shot.
Absolutely.
I think it's
fantastic.
Gone right across the green.
Really kept,
oh yes, he's on the edge of the green. There we are. That's proving that Italians are capable of hitting long clubs. Anyway, look, we're still very finely balanced. I see players in short sleeves, so the rain is not coming down. The weather will be an extra force in the game yet, just you mark my words. Johnson and Mahon are one up, and this young American who is new to the Ryder Cup with a white hat on and brown trousers shapes himself up to try to punch a long iron into the green, and we'll just hear him come through the ball. Did you catch that? It's over the water, right in. And he's come a mile inside the Molinaris. I mean, however good the Molinaris were, the Americans have come right in to about 15 feet. Yeah, pretty good, actually. Okay, so the dog is chewing a bit of plastic on the carpet. He's got something bothering his teeth. I'm glued to the sofa. They give you the picture. The Europeans are up in 3 matches. The Americans are up in 2. Looks like Harrington and Fisher are doing very nicely. But everything else is terribly finely balanced. Poulter and Donald are the people, really, who we all expected would trounce Watson and Overton. But what a brilliant game the Americans are putting up. And you know, if you hang in level right up until the 18th, you can win. Anyway, I'm only dying to get to the 18th on this course. It's one of the best 18th holes I've ever seen in my life because of the extremely intelligent decision on length of the hole. It's about 580 or 60 to 80 yards long. And that makes it absolutely within range in 2, but unless you're in a perfect position off the tee, you have to lay up and then you can fall all the way back into the water, which there has been great fun already today. I think McIlroy went into the water twice there. Okay, this is Paul O'Mahony at 2:05 in the afternoon. We're in an ad break on the telly. I'll talk to you later. Bye.